ओम शांति। वर यू हैप्पी यस्टरडे बाबाज कमिंग? हैप्पी? यस। एक्चुअली नो वन हैड थॉट दैट बाबा विल कम, बट चिल्ड्रंस लव पुल्ड हिम डाउन। व्हेन ही कम्स डाउन His vibrations is spread everywhere, actually everywhere in the world, and we get beautiful experience. So, I don't know, first of all, one thought is coming in my mind. Some Brahmins have little doubt in Baba nowadays. Now these, we can say 5 years in this drama. You would ask why you say 5 years. I know the secret about it. This time is for the test paper of Brahmins. Test of faith specifically. Many have doubt in Baba, in Baba's parts. So I would say just few words about that. God is perfect. Brahma Baba is also perfect. Shiva and Brahma both are perfect. Their work, their way of playing part is also perfect. We have to know it clearly, properly. How does he act? What are the secrets behind everything he's doing? Then we will become free from doubtful feelings. Because doubts are making us very weak. And when a person has doubt about Baba or about self, what he miss, we must know. Such a person will miss Baba's cooperation. Baba gives cooperation to everyone all the time. But we will miss that. So be faithful and have full faith in Baba. Full determination in self. Full confidence in self. Yesterday, Murli, which was played by video, was very deep. I would say a few things about that. You know, Baba was saying, you just think I'm a soul. But important thing is experience. Experience of all 4 subjects. And you can remember now, Baba gave us 3 very deep sign and symptom of those who get experience in all 4 subjects. First was, they will become instrument only. Instrument means, I did this, I do this, I will do this, I had done this, beyond from this feeling. Karan Karavanhar Baba is doing everything, we are only his instrument. Instruments, his medium. This will be a clear experience, not just words. All say, I am instrument. Still they have ego behind it. But a practical and deep embodiment of this practice. No ego, egoless. Completely free from I-ness. Feeling of I. This I is very subtle and very subtle form of our ego. Second thing Baba mentioned, selflessness. Again, very good thing. We are in the world, we do our lokic duty, or you are in Baba's service. At every step, selfish motivation can come in our mind. I will do that service where I get some benefit, where I get little name and fame, where I get something. And if I get nothing, I will not do that service. In every field we can churn. Selfish motivation has become very common in this Kali Yugi world and even in Brahmins. So we have to become selfless. We are selfless. And if we become selfless, our intellect also becomes divine. And we accumulate lot of treasure of divine actions, punya karmas, punya. Punya in this word is very beautiful. Punya karma, pap, sinful actions, punya. You translate in English charitable deeds, but it is deeper than this word too. Punya karam. Selfless motivation. No selfish motivation. Third was a great thing, a beautiful thing. Nirmal in Hindi. Soft and sweet and egoless speech. It is called Nirmal. Sweet, soft, egoless. Words. When we speak. And Baba was saying that this nature will become natural. If you become egoless, then you will not need to think that I have to speak egolessly. It will work automatically. Wherever you go, whatever you do, automatically you are egoless. So now come to the point. Thinking and experiencing. We have to combine both. Because our thoughts are the basis of our experience. If we don't create thought, we can't experience. First thought, suppose about self, we create the thought, I am a soul. But this is not enough. I am peaceful. Peace is my nature. So we must experience this peace deeply. And mind will be becoming peaceful day by day. If from last 10 years we had been thinking, I am a peaceful soul, I am a peaceful soul, but still we get angry easily. So there is no meaning of this chanting mantra, I am peaceful soul, I am peaceful soul. Peace must come in our practical life. And our peace must become very powerful peace, not weak peace. Somewhere, when I went somewhere abroad and went in someone's home, so outside the door, a line was written, I am in silence, please don't disturb me. I am in peace. Don't disturb my peace. But our peace is not such a weak peace that can be disturbed by anyone. Our peace is a power. Our silence must become power. No one can disturb my peace. Let them come. In India, you can see, I go for yoga, but teach yoga retreat all the time. Tomorrow again I am going. And all the time in our nation there is a season of marriages. And in India there are not silent marriages. Those who belong to India, they know drums and loudspeakers and chok, chok, chok all night, noise and noise, sound and sound. But I enjoy it. Okay, it's a beautiful music for our good yoga. We can concentrate nicely in this beautiful music. We have to change our attitude only. So, soul is peaceful. Soul is loving, loveful. Love. So if we are in jnana since last 5 years, we have to check. I am loveful. So do I have love for all souls? Do I have love for entire nature? Do I have love for all insects, animals, birds? What is my feeling? I am loveful. Children of the ocean of love. So we must become the embodiment of love. I am pure. I am happy. I am mightful. I am very powerful. We must experience these things. Previously you had fear in your mind. After getting the knowledge of soul, you must become very fearless, very powerful. Soul is immortal. Soul will never die. So I need not to have any fear. If after getting the knowledge of soul and Baba, still we have fear in our mind, so can we say we are the children of God, Almighty? No, people will laugh at us. Say, child of a tiger will be a tiger. Child of a tiger is a, you can speak, is a tiger. And child of Almighty, or a weak soul, very fearful, always in fear. Many are living their life in fear. So, we say we are the children of Almighty, we say I am Master Almighty, but if we are fearful, if we are not powerful, if we are scared from subtle, subtle problems of life, how we can say we are powerful? Can we say? So, all have to churn it. And now, we have to become the embodiment of all these 7 qualities of soul. And what is the method? Simple method. Sit in silence for 10 minutes every day, at least once. And you have to experience it. How? A simple method in front of you. We can understand before I go forward. I am peaceful. Just accept it. Peace is my nature. It's true. Peace is my nature. I am peaceful. You can also chant, anger is not my nature. Peacelessness is not my nature. This is the property of Ravan. My property is peace. Accept it. The thing we accept, just on the level of subconscious mind. It is not a hard thing. You can think, what is subconscious mind? How to maintain the level of subconscious mind? No, just deeply think. Peace is my nature. It's true that I am peaceful. It's true that I am very powerful. So what will happen? As much as you accept it, you will experience it. Not only experience, it will become your life. So I am very powerful. What will happen? I used to listen right from the childhood of my life that you have got many powers inside outside, but they are in dormant form, they are in sleeping form. You have to awaken them. If you awaken them, you will become very powerful. But no one was teaching us how to awaken. All psychologists were saying this. But how to awaken? It's not a man who is sleeping and you can make him awake, awake. Or you can pull his hand or can put little cold water here on his face. How to awaken the subtle powers which are residing inside? So method is, as soon as you open your eyes, just remember, I am very powerful. I am Master Almighty. I am the child of God Almighty. I am most powerful. I am fearless. And all powers will awaken. You will become powerful. So important thing to accept deeply. And we must know when we sit in yoga. Now we will sit for 3-5 minutes. When we sit in yoga and our mind becomes silent, then our subconscious mind is awakened, is active. Simple philosophy. No need to get confused in this. When our mind is silent, subconscious mind is active. Means we reach to the level of subconscious mind. So the thought you give to your subconscious mind, to your mind at that time, it enters your subconscious mind, and subconscious mind accepts it as your command to him. And he will do accordingly. So, when we sit in deep silence, or when we wake up in the morning, our mind is silent. To this mind, we say conscious mind is silent. So, subconscious mind is active. When you wake up, in first 3 minutes, the thoughts you create every day, in first 3 minutes, they will become your life. If, by mistaken, you thought, oh, there is a lot of tension in my life. You did like this. So you increase your tension. And if you create the thought, I am stress-free. Oh, Baba made me stress-free. My life has become free from all tensions. You will become free. Do it 3-5 times every day. Whatever you want to achieve in your life, create that type of thought in the morning. Suppose you don't have any job, you lost your job, you want a good job. You can create thought in the morning, you can make a vision, and you should give time for that too. That in 15 minutes, in 30, or in 15 days, in 13 days, I will get this job. Make a vision that I am sitting on the chair in that office. I have got this job. And create in the morning such thoughts. I am Master Almighty. Success is my birthright. I will get this job. Baba is with me. I will get it. If you want a home, you don't have a good home, you want to change it, give a vision, a picture to your subconscious mind in the morning and give this thought to your subconscious mind in 3 months or in 6 months. We are living in this home. We are the owner of this home. You will get that. So, on the level of subconscious mind, this way, you can achieve everything. So let us sit for 5 minutes and experience deeply. You can just merge in the deep feeling, or you can close your eyes too if you like, or sit being alone. Red light? Have a light, Wale? So visualize yourself. A shining point of energy. very subtle point of energy, soul. I am this soul. Master of this body. I am peaceful. Accept it. I am very peaceful. Peace is my nature. My peace is my power. My peace is my beauty. I'm peaceful. Peaceful. Visualize again to the self, I am a peaceful soul. From me, vibrations of peace are going to my brain. It's spreading in whole body. Whole body became full of these vibrations. I am a loveful soul, giving love is my nature. My Baba is the ocean of love. He made me full of love. I got the treasure of godly love. I am very pure. I am supremely pure. Purity is my original sanskara, nature. I am full of purity. From me, pure vibrations are going to my brain. Going to entire nature. I'm very powerful. I'm very powerful. I'm most powerful. I'm Master Almighty. Baba has given me all of his powers. I am most powerful. I have got the power to tolerate happy. happily, smilingly, I can tolerate everything easily. Baba has given me the power to face. I got this power. I can face all problems of my life. I can accept all challenges in my life. I am most powerful than these problems. I am more powerful than Maya. More powerful than all circumstances. I am powerful. I am very powerful. Red rays of might are spreading out from me, going to entire world. Very powerful. Om Shanti. So, this way, by giving good thoughts to yourself, and with the practice of visualization, we have to get good experience. Easy? You have to give 10 minutes every day, any time. If you miss in the morning, 6 o'clock, after Murli too, or in the evening, or before going to bed, you can choose at least 5 points from Baba's Murli, and on those points, on those dharana, get beautiful experience. They are most powerful. I give you some very powerful thing and very simple, easy. We always say, my Baba, Mera Baba. Some say just by saying, like mantra, my Baba. But you have to bring it into your good feeling. One who is God, now he has become my father. He's my daddy now. He's my sweet father now. Create such thought. One who is almighty, now he belongs to me. One who can change this world in a second. Baba has mentioned this. Baba has got that power. He can transfer this Kali Yugi world into golden age world like this. But he doesn't do that. Because he has to make us very powerful, very worthy, capable to rule over the world. So such almighty God, now he is my Baba. So his everything is for me. He is ready to cooperate any time, all the time, in any situation, in all situations to me. So I'm not alone. My Baba is with me all the time. If we get such intoxication in our life, so life will become an enjoyment. I share you an experience of many years before, maybe 45 years before. From that moment, I got this good feeling of my Baba. Once in Pandavavan. At that time, Pandavavan was very small. So, you can say about 80 mothers came for a yoga retreat. And at that time, Baba used to come to inaugurate their bhatti, their retreat. And in closing too, Baba used to come. So Baba came. First day, we were sitting in the front. And Baba asked to those sisters, because mothers, they have lot of love with Baba. Very good, one word we use in Hindi, bhavana. It's beyond faith. Bhavana is something where love and faith both are mixed. Very good, loving feeling for him. He will do everything for me. And I have noticed in India, many old mothers, they are uneducated. They don't know many things about this deep knowledge. They say, my Baba, oh, Baba is here. He is with me. He will do everything for me. They are sick sometime. They say, no, Baba will cure everything. And Baba does everything for them. And I've seen many wise Brahmins, many intellectual Brahmins, they keep thinking, will Baba help me? I have got this sickness. It's a matter of doctors, what Baba will do in that. And they miss Baba's cooperation. So love and faith, important ropes in which we can bind God, can pull him down. So Baba gave Murli. And he was asking the mothers in Bharat, in Hindu religion, in our bhakti, specifically mothers used to sing song in the praise of God, O God, whenever you come again on this earth, because they have listened that God had incarnated some time in Bharat in the form of Lord Krishna, and many gopis and gopis were with him, and they enjoyed everything with God, Lord Krishna. So people in India, specifically mothers, have such good wish, desire, oh God, next time, whenever you come down on this earth, please send your message to us and make us your children. We want the feeling of your love. We want to live with you. We want to dance with you. Such songs are here. They are devotional songs in Bharat. So Baba asked them, you used to sing these songs. I came down and I make you my sweet children. Now you are my sweet children. But one thing I gave you, and you had never asked me to give that thing. One thing I have given you, and that thing you had never asked me to give. What is that thing? So Baba was asking. They were answering, you gave us knowledge, you gave us nectar, you gave us divine insight, you brought heaven for us. Baba was listening. Then Baba gave powerful drashti to everyone and just mentioned sweet words, great words. I also became yours. I became belong to you. I am also yours. You are mine. I am yours. So when I heard it in Ramayana, those who are from India background, they know. In Ramayana, there is a good story when Raman kidnapped Sita and Ram and Lakshman were just searching her. So they went on a mountain and the king of that place met him through Hanuman and There was friendship between Rama and that king. So that king gave lot of love to Rama and gave full support with his army, that our army will try his best to search Sita. So then Rama became very happy and he said, O king, Sugriv was the name, you have purchased me without giving any cost. I became yours now. So I remember those things, that God himself sitting in front of us is saying, I belong to you now, I am for you now, my everything is for you. This is my Baba. So bring it into your deep feeling, deep intoxication. Baba is with me, he looks after me, he is ready always to come down with me. Whenever we ask him to come, he is ready to come and to give help. Have such full faith and bring it into your good feeling. I am giving you a practical practice and you can become the master of this experience. Master. Whenever you need help of Baba, whenever you become helpless in this world, or any good time, in any good time, invoke him. Just, Baba, come down. Just this way. My Baba, sweet Baba, please come down. And he's bound to come down. He will come with his all powers, with all of his thousands of arms. He will be present in front of us. You should experience it every day. Will you? Every day. Make it your nature. At least 5 times every day. Just invite him, invoke him, Baba, oh sweet, oh great Baba, come down to me. Whenever you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes. For some days, do this experience. Baba, come down. You will feel Bab Dada both came, put his hand of blessing on your head, giving drashti. He will give blessings. You can invoke him 5 times a day, in your home, in your office, and visualize that Bab Dada both came down. He is standing in your home and his powerful rays are spreading in your home. Your home became full of his rays, powerful rays. One very private experience, although I don't like to speak it in front of camera, but it's very good thing. In someone's home, there was a big problem of a bodiless soul. Severe problem. Nothing could solve her problem. She asked me. I also told her many yuktis, do this, do this, do this, but nothing was working. Then I asked her, you should invoke Bab Dada 10 times in your home and feel his presence. He came down. His powerful rays, red rays of might are spreading in your home. Your home became full of those God's rays. And you may not believe, in 3 days only, that severe problem, I can use the word dangerous problem, finished. So these are such powerful experiences. Suppose you are alone anywhere and some robbers, some criminals, some terrorists came to you. If you become very fearful, if you are scared, you will forget everything. Is it right? If a man becomes fearful, he forgets everything. Just be a little conscious, little aware of your own power, and immediately say, Baba, come down. And you will experience those terrorists or robbers or criminal pupils will run away, or something will happen. Either they will not see you, Baba will make you disappear immediately, and they will run away. Or they will get some vision through you. Your face will become divine. Rays are spreading from my face. Or I am the goddess. And they will bow their head and will go away. Such good experience we will get in future. But important thing is, make it very natural. Baba, come. Earthquakes will take everywhere. And earthquakes, neither army, nor police, nor atom hydrogen bombs, nor any powerful government would be able to do anything. Is it right? Nothing. Everyone will hands up in front of nature. Military power, hydrogen bombs power, fail. At that time, suppose you feel that earthquake is here, don't try to run here and there. Sit in silence. Baba, come down. And you will become safe. So, we all have to get such experience in life. This is treasure of experiences of my Baba. So not just recite, don't just chant my Baba, but make it in practical. Third thing I would like to give you, one very beautiful thing Baba has told us. Give your all burdens to me. Surrender your problems, your responsibilities, your I-ness to me and become very light and become a carefree king. We have heard it. Have you heard it many times? Befikar Badshah, carefree king. When God is with us, if we don't become carefree, who else will become carefree in the world? Suppose you are going in a jungle, in a forest, where there are lions and bears and tigers, but 8 powerful bodyguards with AK-47 gun are with you. Will you have any fearful feeling? No. Suppose you are alone in darkness. Robbers and terrorists are there, but 8 powerful gunmen are with you. You will walk like a king, carefree king. Now think, in this forest of thorn, in this Kali Yugi world, Almighty is giving us company. He says, I am your bodyguard. Where I am, victory is there. Where I am, success is there. So, make it your experience. Give up all your burdens to Him. Do now. Whatever burdens of responsibility of your job, of your family, of any disease, problems, burden, heaviness, tension in your mind, give it to Him. And beautiful words of Baba keep in your mind. When Baba mentioned it, give up every your burden, all your burdens to me, He mentioned one beautiful thing. The Supreme Father, who can take away all problems of this entire world, will He not take the burdens of his own sweet children? God himself is saying, you are my sweet children. I also give help to devotees. I also help to those who just remember, O God. And you are my sweet children, very close children, my own children. Will I not help you? I do. So make it your experience. I share you one true story. 3 months before, 2 months before only, I was giving a Hindi class in meditation hall down, and I was speaking about how we can surrender everything to Baba. So when I finished class, one mother stood up and he told me, I want to share one of my good experiences. So I asked him, come please and share everything. Just her experience. She told that she had to do the marriage of her daughter, but she is poor. She had only 11,000 rupees. And for marriages in India, they need at least 11 lakhs. Not 11,000 or nothing. So, listen, her beautiful experience, her love, faith in Baba, and how he surrendered his problem to him. She said, I opened my purse. Baba, here are only 11,000. You come down and sit in my purse. See, mothers love their faith. I was also very happy to listen her experience. Then she said, I became carefree. In the same week, there was the marriage here in India, you know, marriage function and many things. So, 20 people came in the marriage. Here, hundreds, 200, sometimes 1,000 people participate in marriage in India. So, out of those, 20 came, they gave envelope full of money, and she got, how much? 13 lakhs. You may not believe, we all were amazing, were looking at her, 13 lakhs. It was the magic of Baba. So we must have full faith in Baba. Give up everything to him. Again, I am saying, if you have any burden here, if you have any problem in your life, any tension of your job in your life, any negative thought about your future, what will happen? This is a big problem. What will happen with me? Give up everything to him and see his miracle, what he does. So you can get many, many experiences every day. And in 1 year only, your life will become the treasure of many good experiences of this samarpan in Hindi, we say, surrender. Surrender everything to him. So would you like to surrender him? Or you think this is my responsibility? What Baba will do in that? This is my problem. Why should I give it to Baba? No. He just asking, give him everything and become very happy this way. You can choose at least 10 points from Baba's Murli and bring them into your good experience. What happens if I practice, I am Master Almighty? What happens if I practice, I am a great soul? What happens if I practice, I am ancestor soul, Purvaj? What happens if I practice, I am world benefactor? What happens if I come in this deep intoxication, I am a victorious jewel of Baba? What is their practical benefit in my life? Each and every thought can give you miracle in your life. Suppose you are not getting success and you create this thought, no, Baba is with me, success is my birthright. You will get success. If any vice, anger, sex lust or greed or ego or jealousy or laziness, lazy feeling, if you have such bad feeling, vice, vicious feeling, create this thought, I am a victorious jewel. Kalpa ago, I had got victory over this Maya. Again, I will become victorious. And see the result. If any problem in your life, just remember, I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. Problem will finish. In India, many non-BKs, by seeing TV, they have done this practice. I am Master Almighty, 108 times in a day, and many's problem finished. Those who could not sleep at night, those who are suffering from depression, sleeplessness, if they write at night, I am a great soul, with good feeling, I am a great soul. They enjoy good sleep after 3-4 days only. So we can see the magic of our each practice. Make your life full of this treasure of experience. Then when we speak to someone, do this, those vibrations of our experience will work. If you practice, if you experience, I am a great soul, and you ask someone, do this practice that you are great, they will experience it immediately. So now, last practice we will do. Red light, please. And now we will go to subtle world and see Bap Dada. With open hand, he is asking, please, oh my sweet children, give up your old burdens, tension and problems to me, and I will make you an angel. I will solve your problem. So in a second, let us go beyond the sky in subtle world. Here is white light everywhere. This is the world of angels. Now visualize Bap Dada is standing in front of me, Brahma Baba, divine angel. In his forehead, Almighty, they are giving me drashti. Now, give all your burdens to him, talk to him, and give up everything to him. see that Baba is smiling. Giving drashti. He has held my hand. And from his hand, his entire energy is coming in my body, in my mind, in my soul. He has put his hand on my head, and from his hand, very powerful, soothing energy is entering me. He is giving me drashti. And he spoke, "O great child, now you become carefree. I am responsible for you. You have to do my work and I will do your work. Go down and play your part very happily. Enjoy your life. Become very light, double light angel. And I came down. Om Shanti." Thank you very much.